Rabbi Tetz has a book that's just come out recently. I can't remember what it's called, if anybody remembers what it's called. At the sort of many of the kashas we have in the change between Nevuah to Talmud, by the ancient Knesset HaGedola, from going from Nevuah into Golus, the sugya of Luchos Rishon Luchos Sheni becomes very critical here. It's a sugya of Lechatchil and Bediyeved, and it has many other ramifications besides what we're going to deal with here. Try and bring some of that in as we go along. So if you have Luchos Rishon, so there's very little room for you to do anything. Same as Nevuah. Why is Chochem Adif Min Navi? Because a Navi doesn't do anything. He just makes a kli, and then a Kol Volku does everything. The Chochem has to actually dredge out the Torah for himself. It comes from our effort as opposed to getting it as a gift. Luchos Rishon was a gift. Whatever you learned, you remembered, you understood. There was no effort or energy needed to put in other than the effort of sitting and learning. You learned something, you remembered it, you understood it. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that that's not the way they're going to get anywhere. How do you prove to Hashem your dedication? Where do we fit into the picture? It's only by Luchos Sheni. Luchos Sheni you have to toil and battle with. You have to reconstruct it. That's Talmud Bavli. Why do we learn Talmud Bavli and not Yerushalmi? Because Bavli you have to reconstruct it. Mabulbal, you need to rebuild it. Tashma, Shmir, you need to come and rebuild it with Shmir. Ain Shmir Ele B'chakira. What does it say in Yerushalmi? Tachazi, come and see. See doesn't require any reconstruction. See, you just see it as it is. There's no effort required. Shmir requires effort. Bavli, which is what we Isaac in, is effort. The effort we put in. And that's Luchos Sheni. Luchos Rishon is no effort to put in. You just do what you have to do and get it. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu understood after the Chet HaEgel, that we need to move into this phase called Luchos Sheni. And that's what we're battling with today. Neted loymoed ki aluchos harishoni mesamlim mesalpaim shnois ha-teire ad lechuban vais harishon. And that's what we said in Rav Tetz's book. You'll see that that's the whole sugya. Is Luchos Rishon was the 2,000 years of Torah until Chuban Bais Rishon, which was more or less the Tekuf when the ancient Knesset HaGedola started being effective. Why is it Tekuf adayin sholta habehirois oidus metzias Hashem al yedei hanisim agluim v'hanavois agluis. Then we still had total clarity in Hashem. Hashem was completely goloi. There was nisim, there was nevuah. From Churban Bais Rishon, from the Tekuf of the ancient Knesset HaGedola, we moved into the 2,000 years we call Yemos HaMashiach, which is 2,000 years of Golus. This is the Nakuda. The 2,000 years of Torah, it was all razzle dazzle. You just got everything nicely, beautiful. Nisim, Nifloim, Nevuah, everything on a plate. That all gets taken away, and now you prove to Hashem your dedication to Him by the effort you put in. You'll ask the question then, so what do we need the 2,000 years of Gilui for? What do we need the 2,000 years of Torah for then? If the Ikke is the effort we put in, is the energy and the effort and the work we put in order to show to Hashem how much we love Him when things are bad, not when it's all great. You know, when there's $50 million in the bank and he's treating it very nicely and it's all wonderful and beautiful, of course she's going to stick around with him. What happens when he goes bankrupt? Then we'll see how dedicated she really was to him. Yeah, the dedicated wife. You know, as long as she's getting everything she wants, it's lovely. But when things go bad, who sticks around? So that's what Hashem wants to see from us. So what do you need the 2,000 years of good for? So we'll see. That's the sugya of Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. You didn't get to that. You didn't deal with that, huh? Correct. Correct. We have to understand why you need that. We have to understand why we need that. Okay. That's the whole interchange between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. We'll see. Because remember, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rabbi of the 2,000 years of Torah, the Navi, and Rabbi Akiva is the Rabbi of the 2,000 years of Moshe Mashiach, of Torah Shebaal Peh. Who's the Rabbi of Torah Shebaal Peh? Rabbi Akiva. You have to understand those two characters in life as well, because they're two very different lives. They started differently and their lives paired out very differently. We understand that obviously we're closer to Rabbi Akiva than to Moshe Rabbeinu. This answers, the Moshe Shapiro said, understanding this answers over 200 kashas in Torah. Akiva in his book brings down, Rabbi Akiva's book brings down about 20 of the kashas that they dealt with. In his safe, he deals with 20 kashas of this yisod. He says in the Hagdomah there, Moshe, there's over 200 kashas that he can answer with this yisod. So you understand, it's fundamental. V'achein, Knesset Yisrael, Shira Yosei Ha'uva Shel Hashem Yisbara, the beloved spouse of Hashem, Hochichi La'erech Kol Shnei Sagolus, showed and proved through the 2,000 years of Golos and are continuing to do it. Dveikus Atzuma Nifla B'Chosen. Look how Klal Yisrael has shown its dedication and unswerving loyalty to the Chosen. Atramu Chazal Tzadikim Ha'amideli B'Chubono. Yosim Tzadikim Ha'amideli B'Binono. The Tzadikim were much more that stood me up, that were there for me during the Churban than those that were there for me when the Torah was built. When the Beis Hamikdash was built. In other words, the input of the tzaddikim during the Churban is worth much more to Hashem than the input of the tzaddikim when the Beis Hamikdash was there. And there were wonderful things in the Beis Hamikdash. Zeh koicham shel Yisrael, shamarot kol ha-tzoris she'otu alayim. Despite all the terrible tzoris that comes upon Klal Yisrael, klal or prat, we stay connected and dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what, throw us in the fire, the Inquisition, Auschwitz, people stay double to Hashem. Bois the Shai is Golosh Koicha Bechira Chopshis, Shehigam Koyach Ahis Mardut, Ha'ozus Vachutzpe, Kishib is Banu Leil, Neitzel Ali Damisel Kedele Hit Maredu Lamoy, Beois Neged Kola Kamimolov. Klal Yisrael uses this Koyach of chutzpah and of rebellion to stand up against all the forces that come against us. All those that come to take the Torah away from us, that chutzpah that Moshe Rabbeinu had that said, I'm not giving Hashem the Torah, I'm fighting for the luchos, that ozos that come to take away your Torah, I'm not giving it up. You can do what you want. Torture us, kill us, torment us, whatever. We don't give up. And by the way, that's at the klal level, but it's on the prati level, ada yom hazeh. Everybody on a day-to-day basis has a nisoyim with someone who's trying to stop people learning Torah. Yetzer hara works very hard to stop people learning Torah. You have to fight it. It's not easy. There's a referral to the Maharalia, he discusses this at length. V'amna kach l'malandena Ramban, ki shleimes avis amisla l'boire, nikeres dafke mitoicha hester v'atzoros. The Rambam says this mufurish, that the ikka love that Klal Yisrael shows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dafka when things are bad, not when things are good. Ki mi'avas Hashem itcham b'cho b'chem sh'roi eschem roim li'is'ayev l'fono v'nifcharim la'ave yoisim mikol ha'amim ki ha'nifcha lo'ay v'yadu'a li'zbo'eles ahoy v'y b'kol ha'bo alav mimeni. The one that is beloved is the one who knows how to lisboil, to tolerate in an extreme way, with love, everything that Hashem throws at them. Shet Ramban, who is beloved? The one who's able to take everything that Hashem throws at him. As Rashi says in the Pasuk, coming to him, Hashem Elokecho. Makabel ba'ava kol abo alechem. Everything that comes on you, we makabel ba'ava. Yisrael roim lekach mikolam, Moshe Nemru, Shleisha Azim hai. Yisrael ba'umois kiyam delo ben yisoynos, o Yehudi o Tzlov, o Tzaluv. Or you're a Jew, or you're a Christian. Choose, make a choice. Klal Yisrael went through terrible yisoynos, and didn't give it up. Kill us, torture us. You know what happened during the Inquisition? You know how they tortured Jews in the Inquisition? Horrific, horrific, horrific yisurim. And even children, men, women, children, went to death rather than to give up their avos Hashem. That's the indication. You can't do that. You can't do that when everything's just going gorgeous. How do you do that in the midbar when you're surrounded by anekovid, eating man, you're drinking from the well? Mod kashe to prove that undivided love and dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only when things get dark and black, that's when you show Hashem who I am.
And we know there's been books and books and books written on individual Yidden, Poshut Yidden, who did this. They went through the fires of Gehenna with Avos Hashem. We'll see, there's a Maaser coming up here that's Noir Vayoy. Ma'avoka Nitzchi Shalam HaNetzav, Avukim HaTayr V'Shmiris Mitzvoseyah, the war, the eternal war that the eternal nation fights in order to keep Torah and to keep the mitzvahs. Shol shei nahutz bo'isa vikuach shiitvakeach Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The roots of that is in the vikuach that Moshe Rabbeinu had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is barach kaviyochul rotze lekachet mitanu es ha-Torah v'Moshe Rabbeinu lo enichu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take away the Torah from Klal Yisrael. Lo magia lechem. Chet ha-Egel, sorry. V'kiach vikuach ze einu chad pami. And it's not a one-off vikuach. V'kol ha-Doyros. Af b'metzovin kizyochol hay Hashem koiv. Because Hashem was like as it says in Eicha, Hashem was like our enemy. You look around and you think, Hashem, well, when did you become my enemy? Nilachem Klal Yisrael aschusay lishmo es ha-Torah. We have a right. If you have any rights, you have this one. The right to keep Torah. That's the one right that a Jew has. We have no rights. Jews have no rights. We have obligations. But if you want to find one schus that a Jew has, he has the right to keep Torah, to learn Torah. That's his right. Morosha Kiles Yaakov, it's your inheritance. You have a right to learn Torah, to keep the mitzvahs. Hamilchoma had nitnele morois kiviyachol nira yesh. Hashem is brach monyan litul mitanis haTorah. Hashem wants to take away the Torah from us. That's what it seems like. And we fight back. The matana al mechish is a dvarim navalech mispa dugmot shel gilu av azim shegilu edim pshutim b'matzovim kashim mod. Just take a few maisim he's going to bring you. After you've been through, now I get here for the easy part, you see. Yeah. You have all the heavy stuff, and I come here just to tell you a few nice stories. But these stories are very well picked here. There's something here for everybody to take away, Lamaisa, from every one of these stories. They're more of it. Pam amra le'imi shitchie, Abba Shalom now. His mother said, Haim ata choshev shelo shamanu Shabbos be'Auschwitz? His mother was in Auschwitz. She never got a number. It's all Maisa. She got through Auschwitz. It was amazing. She gave birth in Auschwitz. And they went in at the end of the war. The Hungarians, the Czechoslovakians went into Auschwitz right at the end of the war. So all she's thinking, still having children, after they'd been in ghettos for 4 or 5 years, they were still having children. She gave birth in Auschwitz. So he asked her, Haim ata choshev shelo shamanu Shabbos ba'Auschwitz? You think we didn't keep Shabbos in Auschwitz? Shamanu voidech. Oh, did we keep Shabbos in Auschwitz? Lo rak b'Shabbos atzmo shamanu es yom ha-Shabbos. Not only on Shabbos did we keep Shabbos. El b'mechshech kol yomois ha-shvur kaimnu es zechor es yom ha-Shabbos l'kotshe. Every day of the week we makaim in kol ha-hidurim zechor es yom ha-Shabbos l'kotshe. How? What did we do? Ha'isa lo sham chevra achas. It was a group. Chaver achas, she had a friend. Ishi yekarev yir shamayim, very holy, righteous woman. Hayalinda is kulane keitzad lishmo Shabbos b'sechecha ha-gehenem ha-Nazi. She taught us how to keep Shabbos in the Nazi Gehenem. Pam b'shvu kabalnu beged naki. Once a week they got a new beged, a clean, but whatever clean means. In, you know, probably not today by our standards, it wouldn't be called clean. But in those days, whatever it was called clean. Levash noise b'meshach ha-shvu afuch. We wore it inside out the whole week. Rak b'yom ha-shishi b'en ha-shmal shosafochnu es ha-beged the covered Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmoshes, we return the beggar the right way around, the covered Shabbos. Lo pam afchina b'kach ha-kapo ha-marshat. The kapo, the guards used to see this. He used to scream at them and give them blows. Why are you wearing your beggar inside out? Turn it upside down, put it back the way it's supposed to be. Lo ha-lo zakhun. They took blows during the week to keep Shabbos. Loit palnu mitzak oseo v'kaseiso. We didn't listen to her screams and we didn't mityaches to her blows. Like Shavnu Miyaynu, we didn't listen to her threats. Amadnu begvura v'shamra v'tzaynu l'lboishas ha-beged ha-puch. We carried on wearing the beged ha-puch. Kach shamanu Shabbos kodesh yoyim yoyim b'mokam tzalmavis. In the mamash, in the valley of the shadow of death, we kept Shabbos 7 days a week. Zeh koichel shel b'chira chofshis. Shenit l'adom, you have b'chira. Are you potter from keeping Shabbos in Auschwitz? 100%. Halacha, you potter? 100%. Ava what?
That's a Jew. He's got an ozus and a chutzpah in the middle of Auschwitz. He's going to keep Shabbos. Takes creativity to work that out. This woman that taught him how to do it. Can you imagine where she was holding? Oh, that's what they did.
Call you a dear yesh koyach lishmo es mitzvahs atoyda kadosha, but call tonight, but call matzav. We have the ability. We just need a bit of simus lev. To pay attention to these things. Lamarot hakashim anayrim i'efshal itil me'udi es adveikas b'ashem b'tarosu.
We have the koyach that no matter how hard they try, there's a piece of us that will always, always stay connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what they do to us, we have the ability to say, no, I choose to go with Hashem.
Meiri v'Rebbe Agoin, Rav Eis Mandel, Zeche Tzadik v'Kodesh Lebrocha, Yerogel l'Sepais HaSipu Abo.
I don't know where to hear the story.
בשני סזם בזמן החיסול הסופי של עיר ניטרי בשקר שלווקיה, העיר הגרמנית בשעה ספוקר, מוקדמת את יהודי העיר.
Right at the end of the liquidation of Nitri, it was a town in Czechoslovakia where my Weissmandel came from. Nitri, the Nitri, yeah, he started a yeshiva in America, they have today, Ada Yomazeh, the Nitri yeshiva. It's Rav Taube learned when he was a bocher, when he came to America. Huh? No, that's Itri.
No, that's a different world.
He would look slightly different if he'd learned by Rav Weissmandel. Yeah, he would be about 20 years older. Yeah, he would be slightly different. Yeah.
Anyway, the Nazis woke everybody early in the morning. They threw them into the kettle trucks. You know the stories. Mishpachas shleimas, avos, imos, v'yeladim rakim. Push them in,
you know, you couldn't stand, you couldn't sit, there was no place, it was hot, it was terrible.
The kach tachas hashemesh akufachas shichimama uleita is defonis akronos.
The walls got hot, the ball at the she was boiling hot in there, it was like a sauna.
The lo lechem v'mayim ain moshe, no water, no nothing, baby screaming, whatever. People died there, some people, mothers died just from the before they even got to the camps, half the people died. Bein oisin yudi a yudi pashut, what we call a simple Jew, a magadol tarla bolot.
There was a chicken farmer. Chicken farmer in one of the caravans. What do they call them? The train wagons. What do they call them? Kranot, the coaches.
Kamo kol yet a yudim, amad gam hu b'dochuk b'tzifiv v'zkaron.
He was standing himself like everybody else,
facing this terrible Gehenna.
Together with his family, his wife and children.
The little ones were screaming and shouting for water.
This guy had other problems in his head. He had enough problems, right? You're standing with your wife and children, there's no water, there's mine, people are dying around you, whatever. But he had a bigger problem.
He was standing, he saw through the window.
There was a certain Jew that was walking around outside. He hadn't been caught yet, I don't know why, but there he was. Chofshi.
He was one of the ones that collaborated, that was working with the Germans. They used them to help them, and then they killed them afterwards as well. Moshe, aseli tova.
So he screams through this little window in the thing.
Moshe, do me a favor. Gashla beisi v'acheles atal negoles. Go to my house and feed the chickens. I never got a chance to feed the chickens this morning. Zachor tzav alechaim d'raisa. Tzav alechaim d'raisa.
And what about Tzav Bale Yehudim? What about the way he's being treated? I have a mitzvah, the rice, I have to make a mitzvah, come to the shrift to go feed his chickens. That's what's worrying him.
That's the problem you have now.
You know, don't bother me with little problems. I've got some big problems on my life here, on my hands here.
That's a yid. I have a mitzvah to keep. The Nazis are doing what they're doing. They have to do what they're doing. Oh, but I have a mitzvah. I have the chiruchov. She go feed my chickens, please. Can you imagine?
A person with a matzav like this, you could lose your entire humanity. People did. They lost. People became behemoths, Rachman of Itzlani, matzavim like this.
And him? What about my batzav alechaim?
Yeah, I'm worried about the chickens. What about me? He could have done that.
If you can't save us because we're yin, save me at least because I'm a chicken. You're not allowed to do what the Nazis are doing to the Jews. The Jews are not allowed to do to a chicken. And me, what about my children? What sins did they do? You could have had plenty times against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Gamma Matzav built here, she's there. Lo niv gomed v'kusoy v'monosa shem yudin zeh v'kodesh boruch hu. In that matzav, he stays with Hashem. V'di poshut magalet talnagolas neva kiv'yochem v'kodesh boruch hu. Eim ata rotze lakachet m'meni es ha'emuna v'es ha'toira. You want to take away from me the emuna and my toira? Harein oichiz b'teroscha. I'm holding tight. You can't take it away from me. I'm sorry. Afilu ata lo aten lecha lakachta m'meni. I'm not giving you to take it away from me. Afilu matzav ayoyim zeh. Even in this horrific moment. It's my desire to keep your mitzvahs. I want to keep the mitzvah tzaba lechaim d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah I can keep. Al ma'ir zeh v'doim av nemru amilim hamatitois v'hanizgavois govri yodav shel Moshe. That's govri yodav shel Moshe. We got this from Avraham Avinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu the world. You're like an Israeli car salesman. The world. Yeah? And then he arrives in Eretz Yisrael. What does he find there? He's not going to have children. There's a famine. Nothing. He has to go down to Mitzrayim. His wife's taken away from him. He's 90 years old. He still doesn't have children. Hashem says, no, don't worry. Your Zerah going to... The boy is Shalela.
Yeah, tell.
Take it easy, calm down. Man. That's where you get it from. Avraham complained. He was upset. After all that, he eventually gives him a child. What does he do? Kill him. Okay. Let's see what it says. Elokai haraftani ve'irim azaftani u'b'machashecha alayle choshaftani ve'oizcha ve'gadolcha aruchani. Im tesarafeinu ve'esh, if you'll burn me in flames, lo'ez v'ifkim ave v'simcha bo, all I'll do is add more love and simcha in you. You've abandoned me. You've left me. I'm in the darkness. Your strength is trying to take away my ruchni. If you burn me in fire, all I'll do is add more love and simcha in you. So there was one of the Hasidim that the Baal Chaim Salavah was called Echad Mi Hasidim in the Shah Avos Hashem. At least it's a direction finder. It's something, obviously on our level not, but at least in our small areas. I would love to do this next Sipur with you because it's mamash, it's mukav me many things, but we have to stop next session with you tomorrow. Moedi kamaisiya. The Chofetz Chaim and his son's Leviah, same idea. In our little areas we have to do this. You can't start training, you know, when you're being burnt in flames, then you start learning how to do this. You have to start when there's no coffee, you know, you come home, you're chalishing for a cup of coffee and the milk's bad, you know. Start working there. Start working in the little areas. You know, hurry to go somewhere, you've got a flat tire, God forbid, or you're standing in line outside the Mizrada Plim in South Africa, outside. You don't line inside, you're standing outside. It's 30 degrees, there's no shade. Oh, and you stand outside in line for 5 hours just to get a number. And when you get inside, they tell you, sorry, we're offline. We can't help you today. Come back tomorrow. So it's too late to start working on Avos Hashem then. You have to start working on Avos. And you're listening to a shiur by Ephraim Waxman on not getting angry. I was listening to Ephraim Waxman shiur on Kass. Anyway, I'm just saying. So then you start working on Avos Hashem. You can't wait for the big Rachmana Litzlan. There's big things, Chas V'Chilei, that can happen to people. You have to start working on the little things. Work on the small things. Start working that, and slowly you build. You slowly build muscle. Same as starting gym. You get a gym, you don't start doing 500k bends. You start just with a pole, you know, with no weights on it. You know, and then slowly you develop muscle. Don't think you can start here with Shah Avos Hashem, the Chovis and the Bobas. If you'll burn me in flames, I'll stand on Lug Boyim and ask yourself, you're prepared to jump into the fire? You're not prepared to jump into the fire. Stop lying to yourself. You're getting close to it already. I'm already, you know, you're singeing your eyebrows already. You're already run away. They were Jews that were jumping into the fire. We're not holding there. Stop lying to yourself. Start with the things that are only sown for you, but that are manageable, and give those to Hashem. So when the big things come, you're ready for them. Yeah, we'll see. Unbelievable stories. Everyone's still coming. I feel bad taking over. I'm sure the guys were having a nice time. Anyway, I'm going again.